Be Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
And so the preacher has to tell you who God is so that you can call on Him.
Be holy.
All right, this is a continuation from last week. Last week we talked about those who will make it into the kingdom. As you can tell, we don't do any editing on this show. We just run with it. And so we talked about who is going to make it into the kingdom on last week. And so now this week, we're going to give a little more insight to it. Tell us.
1 Corinthians 6, verse 9.
Yeah.
Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fool yourselves.
Yeah.
Those who indulge in sexual sin,
mm-hmm.
or who worship idols,
mm-hmm.
or commit adultery,
yes.
or are male prostitutes,
mm-hmm.
or practice homosexuality,
yes.
or are thieves,
yes.
or greedy people,
mm-hmm.
or drunkards,
yeah.
or are abusive,
yes.
or cheat people,
mm.
none of these will inherit the kingdom of God.
None of them.
Some of you were once like that.
Some of you, yes. Yeah. Some of you did all those things, and now that you've been called into the light, you stopped it. You will not go. You're tempted, but you will not go back. You refuse to go back. You fight anybody trying to take you back into those sins. You used to be like that. I used to be like that. Q used to be like that. But now we're moving in a whole nother direction.
But.
Mm-hmm.
You were cleansed.
Yes.
You were made holy.
Yes, you were cleansed and made holy. How?
You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, when did you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? At your baptism. That's when you called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Romans chapter 10, verse 9 talks about, and everybody will be saved and all that. But it goes on later and it says, how shall they hear unless they have a preacher? How shall they preach unless they be sent? And so how are you going to call on Him if you don't know who He is? And so the preacher has to tell you who God is so that you can call on Him, so that you can be holy, so that you can be cleansed. So if you're going to call on Him, you got to call on Him the right way, and the preacher's got to give it to you. But I've seen so many of you. I know you're discouraged. A lot of you are discouraged about what church has turned into, and me too. But we cannot look at the church and get discouraged. We have to continue to push on and do what's right because we want to be washed and cured and purified by the calling on His name. And when you called on His name, it was in the water. Washing away your sins. That's what made you pure because you repented from those sins. All that stuff that was listed before, we talked about greedy, we talked about cheaters, we talked about homosexuality, we talked about male prostitutes, we talked about sexual sins, we talked about adulterers, all that stuff. You did all that stuff, but then you got into the water and called on the name of Jesus Christ in the water. Not the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You called on the name of Jesus Christ in the water, and that washed away your sins because now, in the water, you're buried with Christ, or you're buried into Christ, or you're baptized into Christ. And now that you've been baptized into Christ, now you're purified. So let's not go back to what we used to be. Don't even sympathize with those who are still in it. we have to stay away from it, because when you start sympathizing, that's when that's how the devil pulls you in. You remember how it was. No. You speak the words of God on that thing and say, no, God said for us not to do this, that, and so. And so I'm not going to do that because God said not to do it. And I want to make it into the kingdom because I want to be purified and I want to be washed. Tell us.
You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
See that? See that? We were just reading another scripture where it was talking about God was going to be in us and that God was going to dwell among us and that he would be our Father. That's what he said. Read that.
And what union can there be between God's temple and idols?
Mm.
For we are the temple of the living God, as God said.
Yes.
I will live in them and walk among them.
I'm going to live in them and walk among them. Go ahead.
Verse 18 says, and I will be your Father.
Look at that. Jesus Christ is the Father. It's his Spirit that's in us. And he did already dwell among us. That was the same Jesus Christ. The one that purified you, the one that actually you called on that you might be saved after you repented. So we can't go back to what we were. Never to repeat that. No. There's no way out. There's no skips. Oh, I haven't done it for 6 months and God understands. No. It only takes you to go back one time to never come back. Stay away from it. And let's move forward. Tell us.
First Corinthians 7, verse 7.
Yeah.
Now, regarding the questions you ask in your letter. Yes, it is good to abstain from sexual relations.
Yes.
But because there is so much sexual immorality, every man should have his own wife.
See that? For every sin, there's an answer. For every sin, there's an answer. Most of you are saying, Brother Nard, I can't take it. I got to have a man. I got to have a woman. I got to have somebody to hold me. I got to have somebody to caress me. I got to have somebody to whisper sweet nothings to me. No. What you need is a husband or a wife. And if you already have one, if you're divorced and they're not saved, you can't go back to them until they're ready for you to come back anyway. So, but you can't actually date and you can't go and get another husband waiting for them to die. You can't do that. That would put you from lust into adultery, and you're still not going to make it into the kingdom that way. So you have to do what's right. For every sin, every temptation, there's a way out. And this way out, if you're saying that, Brother Nard, listen, I can't live right unless I don't feel good unless I have somebody hold my hand. I got to have a woman. I got to hold her hand. Sir, you cannot tempt yourself like that. You need a wife. Because holding hands leads to other things. Holding hand leads to kissing. Kissing leads to other things. And so you can't take a chance on your salvation just for some flesh. Regardless of how good you think it's going to feel, all flesh is going to catch fire. And you don't want to be in that flesh when it does. I'm telling you, we have a way out of every sin. Tell us.
And each woman should have her own husband.
Yes, every woman should have her own husband. Not the pastor. The pastor is not your husband. You obey your husband. Your husband is the lead of your house, not the pastor. That's a misconception. Pastors don't run houses. Pastors run the church. Your husband runs his house, and you have to be obedient to him. Now, when they start telling you to disobey the word of God, now you can't do that because you're ultimately going to obey God. But the pastor is not your husband. You need your own husband. And maybe you're not married, and so you like to spend time with the pastor and his wife. No. You need your own husband. That's what you need. For every sin, there's an answer. Tell us.
The husband should fulfill his wife's sexual needs.
See that? The husband is going to fulfill his wife's sexual needs. Nobody else. No boyfriends. No friends. Your husband fulfills those needs.
And the wife should fulfill her husband's needs.
Amen. The wife is supposed to fulfill her husband's needs. That's what happens. The wife is supposed to fulfill the husband's needs. The husband has no business going out with his boys to a strip club. No business whatsoever. No, he has to be with his wife. He don't need to see no other woman. Matter of fact, when the women come to church, all the women need to have some clothes on, because we're living in a day and time where most women like to go to church with nothing on to attract a man, to get a husband. But trust me, you don't have a husband. You have a dog. When you go and put out dog food, what you attract is dogs. Now, if you want a husband, you have to wait for the husband to find you. When you're ready, the husband will find you, because God will lead him to you. And the reason most, 9 times out of 10, the reason most women are not married is because God has not led that man to you, because you can't be trusted. God's trying to save you from sin, but you can't, he's not going to ruin another man to put him with you, and you just misuse him. And then now before he met you, he was living holy. And now that he met you, he don't know what he's doing. We can't have that. So God's not going to jeopardize this man for you because you don't want to live right. Now, if you want to be holy, ask God to clean your life and show you what you need to take out and what you need to put in so that he can send you that man or that woman. Listen, if God knows how to give good gifts, ask him and he'll give it to you. If you know how to give good gifts, you know God does. And so all you have to do is actually ask him. Now, if you really want to be holy, ask God, and he'll give you the desires of your heart if you want to be holy. Now, if you don't want to be holy, remain a sinner. Do all of the above that will keep you out of the kingdom, and God will let you be that sinner. Now, listen, I need all of you to go over to our Facebook and like our Be Holy broadcast page. And so I'm going to look forward to seeing you and meeting with you. Start up a conversation with us. Ask a question, whatever you want. Love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.